We are joined now by ABC News medical correspondent Dr. Darian Sutton with more facts and myths about Tylenol use in pregnant women. Dr. Sutton, thank you so much for being here. Let's just get right to it.
Of course.
Can Tylenol use in pregnant women cause autism?
The leading evidence and the strongest evidence shows us that there is no association between the use of Tylenol in pregnancy and the outcome of autism. Just to backtrack in terms of where this all came from, there was a recent study done by Harvard in collaboration with Mount Sinai, and it found that there was an association in the rate of Tylenol use or acetaminophen use during pregnancy and the outcome of autism. Important to note here, the authors of that study went on to state that that does not state that there is a cause and effect relationship. Reasons why are because, for one, there are many reasons why a pregnant mom might take Tylenol: for a fever, an infection, for pain, all of which we know are directly associated with poor outcomes in terms of neurodevelopmental disorders. So it's important to understand that association does not mean cause and effect.
Having said all that, the diagnoses for autism have increased in recent years.
Certainly.
To what do you attribute that? I know it's tremendously complex.
Yeah.
But get into it.
You're absolutely right. Neurodevelopmental disorders are tremendously complex. And we understand through research and data that up to 80% of cases of autism are related to genetic changes. Important to understand there. In terms of the increase, there are many reasons why we can look to. Number one, the increase in awareness. Mm-hmm. More people understand what autism looks like. Mm-hmm. The reduction in stigma. The increase in screening for parents. And then also the broadening of the diagnosis. We are a long way from 1910, when the earliest descriptions of autism were diagnosed or determined. And now we are here today. It looks very different from when it did. Mm-hmm. And also more adults are diagnosing themselves with autism. All of these are reasons why we're seeing the rise in the rates. Also, with that being said, with that rise in the rate, there's a reduction in vaccine participation.
Okay.
There's also a reduction in Tylenol use in pregnancy. And those two things do not go in consistent with the president's statements.